This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and happy Father's Day to all of you joining us this morning. If we can help you, the number here is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Let's go right to the phone lines. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, Paul. Up next looks like we have Paul from Massachusetts, and here's a question about some pine trees.
Okay. Paul, good morning, and happy Father's Day to you.
Good morning, Paul, right back at you.
Thank you.
And I know you're originally from Massachusetts, Paul, so maybe you can give me some insight as to why my Scotch pines that are very mature, they're going to be 40 or 50 years old and 50 feet tall. I have four of them on my property. And they're dying from the bottom up. I don't see any larvae on them or any bugs. And they're not red. They didn't turn red at the bottom, but they're turning gray, which might indicate when I snap a branch, it seems like it's dead. I don't know what to do.
Okay. Yeah, I lived in Scituate on the south shore of Boston for many years. And then we moved back up to Maine, and we love it here also. But Scituate is a place dear in my heart. Scotch pine gets a disease. And when I first started working in the industry in 1968, at Christmas time, we used to sell a lot of Scotch pine. And as time progressed, we had a more difficult time getting those particular plants. And talking with the growers, there is a disease that came in from overseas, and it got to a point that it was not cost efficient for them to spray their plants anymore, and they just stopped selling them. And very seldom now do you see Scotch pine being grown in the Northeast. What I'd like for you to do, Paul, is to leave your name and phone number with Isaiah. And I'm going to look up what fungicide they used on their trees, and I will give you a call. I cannot remember. It's been a long time, and a lot of these fungicides have changed. Some of them are no longer available. And I'll do the research for you. So give Isaiah all of your information. He'll give it to me at the end of the program, and I'll give you a call during the week, okay?
Much appreciated.
Okay. The one thing is any of the needles that have fallen from the tree, if you can get in there with a rake and pull them all out, because this disease, I know, lives on the foliage. And when the foliage falls from the plant, the spores are there. When the weather conditions are right, they will mature and they'll float up just like a helium balloon and attack the new foliage. And it just keeps moving up. So clean under them. and leave the information, and I'll give you a call during the week.
Does it still have a chance of this bottom third that are dead? Will that have a chance of coming back, Paul?
Probably not.
Okay.
Well, probably not. So, okay. Thank you, Paul. It's, leave that information, and I'll give you a call during the week, and we'll get this squared away for you.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, Paul. Up next, it looks like we have Joe. And here's a question about transplanting.
Okay. Joe, good morning. How can we help you with your transplanting? What kind of a plant would you like to move at this time of the year?
Well, I actually have two. One is Lily of the Valley.
Okay.
I kind of got in there a little bit, and it's basically a great big tangled mess of vine under the ground.
Oh, it is.
Yes. It's a spot. I got two spots about 14 feet long and about 5 feet wide.
Okay. And you just wanted to thin it out or move it to a different...
No, I want to move them to a different place.
Okay. Part of the problem to do it now is that the Lily of the Valley is in full leaf and is probably still in bloom. Mine in Maine are still in bloom here. And it's difficult to try and move them because you're going to disturb the root system. We're getting into the heat period with July and August coming, and they won't do that well. But if you can wait until September, then you can move them easily. Now, what you're going to see in the ground, as you said, it's a big tangle of roots. Now, some of those roots are a year old. Some of those roots are 2 years old, and some of them are 3 years old. The ones that are a year old are just babies. They're getting ready to mature. The second-year-old plants are going to be flowering and growing pretty good. But the third year, you get flowers and you get new shoots that develop from that plant to make it spread and to be a solid mass of foliage and flowers during the springtime. But I think if you try and dig them now, and if you can't get enough water and you can't get them motivated to get rooted quick enough before we get into the high 80s and 90s and warmer, you may end up losing quite a few. All of your commercial nurseries, they dig them in the fall. They put them in cold storage and they ship them in the springtime. So I would think if you dug them in the fall, transplanted them, use some of that protolyzer, with the microbes, you would have a real good rooting system on these plants before the ground freezes, and next spring you would actually have flowers. But you're going to see little roots about 4 to 6 inches, then you'll see plants that have a 10 to a 12 inch root, and then you'll have some that will be longer. And the ones that are longer, you're going to see all the side shoots developing on them. So you want to plant a combination so that you have new things coming all the time.
Right. Okay. Yeah,
okay.
The part is not a problem. Because that was part of the question was, when should I do it also?
Right. This time of the year, most of your perennials have the bulk of their foliage on them. A lot of them have flower buds on them. And to try and dig them out, disturb the root system, you end up affecting the bloom cycle on the plant because there's a lot of foliage and you cut the roots, then the plant has a difficult time to get reestablished. There are exceptions like hosta. You could dig hosta, throw it in the street for a week, plant them, and they'd still be alive. Some of your daylilies, the same thing. but the bulk of your plants like to be divided or moved in the spring or the fall.
Okay. And my second question was, I have two rose bushes.
Okay.
And I want to move those, and they're probably, they're well over a foot and a half at the base. They haven't been cared for very well, and that's kind of why I want to move them, because they get pummeled by the snow during wintertime. And I want to move them out to a better spot, but I was also wondering about, somebody said something about splitting them because they're so big.
Well, roses are a grafted plant, so that the root system is one plant and the top of it is another, unless it's a wild rose. Is it something that you bought and planted, or did it just appear by itself?
They were already here at the property when I got it. So
Are they a climbing or a rambling variety, or are they more of a bush?
No, they're more of a bush.
Okay. And grow, what, a couple feet tall or much larger?
Oh, no. I've got one of them right now that's well over 4 feet tall and still growing. And this one is in the better spot of the two.
Okay.
It has never had a flower.
Okay. Then dig them in the spring, in March. As soon as the frost is out of the ground, dig them, get as much of a root, and then try and pull them apart, but not in the fall.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with EverGuard repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. EverGuard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EverGuardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. EverGuard.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you need some help, give us a call. We have open lines. The number is 855-660-4261. The one thing I want you to do today is go out in your garden, whether it's vegetables, perennials, annuals, and take a look at the foliage. Just be aware that now that we're into the middle part of June, we have humidity, we have some heat, that this is when your diseases get active. Flowering crabs are beginning to have black spots. Your lilacs will develop powdery mildew. And if you see that it's happening, or you've had it in the past, get some of the Dr. Earth organic fungicide. You just attach it to the hose, you spray it on the foliage, do it every couple of weeks, and it will help your plants from not getting all of these diseases when the humidity begins. And it's starting. So get out there, and if you know you've had problems in the past, get the Dr. Earth fungicide on the plants now. That way you won't have powdery mildew, black spot, and so forth. It makes a difference. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, Paul. Next up, we have Anita from New Hampshire, and they have a question about wild onions.
Okay. Anita, good morning. How can we help you with your lawn today?
Thank you for taking my call. Listen, I have an inundation of wild onions in my lawn, garden, everywhere. I never planted onions. I suspect it was, I have a mulch pile, which I mulch kitchen vegetable matter, and perhaps it was an onion that came into flower and spread its seeds. I've been digging them up by hand and trucking them to the town compost pile to get them out of my yard, but there's a lot of them.
Yeah, and they'll come right back because it's a tiny bulb.
Right.
And if you just get the foliage and the bulb stays in the ground, it's going to come right back.
Right.
Now, I had that problem when I lived in Massachusetts many years ago. And like you, I was frustrated. And then I came across Boneide.
Oh.
And they have a product called Weed Beater Ultra.
Oh, okay.
And the Weed Beater Ultra has a like a soap that's mixed in with the product. And that's what makes it work a lot better than everything else. Onion has, when you feel the foliage of an onion, it has like a waxy coating on it.
Yeah.
And if you put a regular weed killer on it, it just slides down.
Oh, okay. Right.
And what I used to use before they developed this product is I would take the lawn weed control, put it in my sprayer, and then fill it with water to the level that they told me to. Because in those days, they didn't have bottles all ready to go. And then I would add a tablespoon of Ivory soap or Joy or Dawn and shake it up and spray. And the soap made the product stick directly to the weed, and I had much better control of all of these lawn weeds. But Weed Beater Ultra from Boneide, they've taken a product that makes the product stick to the weed. And I'll tell you, you spray it, you wait a week to 10 days, you do it a second time, and those wild onions are history. It works that quickly.
And violets too, right?
Oh, yeah. Violets, Creeping Charlie, Ajuga, all of those weeds that spread with underground roots. It absorbs the product. It's taken down to the root, and it kills it right there.
And it won't kill the
the grass.
The Lily of the Valley and things like that?
Oh, yeah, it will.
It will kill the Lily of the Valley.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to keep it away from that.
Yeah, keep it away from ground covers, like
okay.
Lily of the Valley, if you have English ivy,
yeah.
If you have euonymus as a ground cover, you don't want to get it near
it. And Pekosandra.
Yeah, the same thing, because it doesn't know that this is a broadleaf plant, and it's designed to not hurt the grass, but to kill broadleaf. So
find Theravance Durazone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks, I always buy Roundup Extended Control.
But why? Durazone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Well, my label says, 4 months?
Yeah. Durazone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it.
You're switching to Durazone.
Durazone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
Why am I wearing a lab coat and standing in your lawn? Because I'm a Bayer Advanced lawn care scientist, and I'm about to revolutionize the way you control lawn weeds. Because with Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns, you get the only spray that kills listed broadleaf lawn weeds, then creates a barrier below to prevent new weeds for up to 6 months. One application is all it takes. Count on Bayer Advanced to put revolutionary science right in your hands. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
Rehabilitation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and if you need some help, the number to call is 855-660-4261. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, Paul, up next we have Shirley from Cape Cod, and she has a question about planting new trees.
Okay, Shirley, good morning. How can we help you with planting new trees today?
Paul, I have a 5-foot fence, like a privacy fence.
Okay.
Fence, and in front of that, I have arborvitaes that are getting a little bit sick-looking. They're very old. And I'm trying to think or what I could use as privacy shrubs or trees that would go in front of the 5-foot fence.
Okay. You know, one plant that does very, very well on Cape Cod, I mean, it grows great every place else, mm-hmm. but is the Rose of Sharon.
Uh-huh.
Rose of Sharon is a deciduous plant. It's going to lose its leaves during the winter. It will get up as high as 15 feet if you allow it to.
Yeah.
But it will give you beautiful flowers during July, during August, and during September, whether they're white or pink or blue or purple, and it would be a fast-growing hedge. And you're going to get about 6 to 8 inches of growth every year, and you plant them about 6 feet apart. And in
before
a
you go any
year,
further, Paul, I would like a, more or less a shrub or tree that has a continuous greenery.
Rather, okay, so you
it's
want,
really a privacy fence. It's a private area that you'd like to have year-round.
Okay, so you want something evergreen then?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, something that's going to be evergreen.
Mm-hmm.
Are you how close are you to the water?
Oh, probably about 3 or 4 miles.
Okay, so you don't have to worry about salt spray.
No, mm-mm, no.
Okay. You could use Canadian hemlock.
Canadian hemlock.
Canadian hemlock is a good plant. Of course, arborvitae you've had, but they've just outgrown their life period.
Right.
If it's something that you want to keep around 5 feet, you could do the blue holly.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And there is male and female. You plant one male for every 5 females.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a pretty evergreen. Mm-hmm. There is, in the same family, there is a plant called Ilex. I-L-E-X. And there is an upright form. And the foliage looks like boxwood.
Mm-hmm.
And you can prune it to become a hedge with a nice flat top on it, similar to what privet looks like, but it would be mm-hmm. green all year, and it's got
right.
a nice leaf about the size of your thumbnail that's
mm-hmm.
deep, deep green and shiny,
mm-hmm.
But it's called Ilex crenata, C-R-E. N-A-T-A, and you want the upright version.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a U. It's called a Hatfield, H-A-T-F-I-E-L-D, U, Y-E-W. And it's similar to the common spreading yew that people have around their homes, except this one is an upright grower. And
okay.
you would put them on 6-foot centers, and a 3 to 4 year period they would be connecting and solid.
Oh, okay.
So you've
is
got,
it good to is it good to vary like have one kind of a bush and then something else? Back and forth, like, you know, if you planted one bush further in front and the other.
If you want to keep it as a hedge and you're going
yeah.
to be trimming it, then you'd be better off to use all of the same kind.
Oh, okay. All right. That's what I want
because
to know.
Because they each grow a little bit differently and you
right.
can maintain it by pruning, but... I've planted Hatfield yews. I've planted the upright growing Ilex,
uh-huh.
the blue boy, blue girl hollies,
right.
and they've done very, very well to
mm-hmm.
give you a nice evergreen. The Canadian hemlock is going to get too big that you can prune it at
right.
5 feet, so stay away from that.
Oh, okay. Okay, Paul, thank you very much for your information. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Shirley. You have
okay.
a great day now. Bye-bye. Planting evergreen are great plants because they'll give you that privacy. It will give you a noise barrier, and it's there year-round. If you don't need something that's going to give you that privacy year-round, you have a lot of other plants like forsythia and bridal wreath and mock orange and, you know, there's a lot of lilacs. There's all kinds of things. But if you want an evergreen hedge, arborvitae is something that you can keep to the size that you want. And then the Ilex family is beautiful. It's just like a giant boxwood. And it gives you that colonial type of a look. The blue girl, blue boy, and there's all kinds of new varieties, have that nice shiny leaf, will get red fruit on it, on the females. And the yews is an old plant that came from Europe. And if you're traveling in Europe, you'll see them in all these gardens, in mansions, and some of the big estates. So those are some of the best products, best plants that you can grow to give you a nice formal, or you prune them lightly and it can be an informal type hedge. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, Paul. Up next, we have Joyce from New York, and she has a question about gypsy moth.
Okay. Joyce, good morning. Are you getting a little moths on all over your trees now?
Yes. Actually, one particular loose spruce that they're in. They've been in for a few years.
And they are chewing away at the foliage? Are they eating the needles?
Yes.
Or
they eat the new growth, and that's, I check for them every year since I discovered they were in the 1 year, and I'm wondering if I should be doing something to prevent them earlier than when I treat them after I see them, or what I should do. Right now, okay. I use BT on them. As soon as I notice they're in there, I use BT on them, or on the tree, but every year, it seems to be this particular tree they're in.
Right. Right. What I'd like you to use instead of BT, I mean, if you have some BT left, use it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
BT is the first of the biological controls for caterpillars, and it's a good product. The only problem with it is once the caterpillars get to be a certain stage, the microbes and the bacteria that this is made of is not going to be effective against the larger caterpillars.
Mm-hmm.
And the new strains of BT is much more effective. And it's a disease of caterpillars that they found in the Caribbean, and a company called Bonide Lawn and Garden has called it, they changed the name because it comes from the Caribbean, they call it Captain Jack, and they have a
okay.
picture of a pirate on the label, but
okay.
it is a hybrid BT. And the name of it is called Spinozad. And they found it in the Caribbean where they make rum. And they're using this Spinozad in flea and tick collars for dogs and cats. And
uh-huh.
you can use it in your vegetable gardens. It will kill the tomato hornworm. It will kill cabbage looper. It will kill tent caterpillars, but on gypsy moth and the caterpillar that's all over Cape Cod, the winter moth caterpillar, it will knock it right out of the trees in like 24 to 48 hours.
Okay.
And if you can get it on the tree right now, I tell you, within 48 hours, there's not one left.
Okay. Yeah, that's the other problem. It's either rainy or windy
mm-hmm.
this year. So I can't. It's hard to get on the tree with when the rain is not falling. It's windy, and I'm having a difficult time getting the tree treated itself. But
exactly. I know what you mean. I've had the same weather here in Maine, and normally my garden is all planted by
mm-hmm.
by the end of May, and this year I didn't finish it until the 13th of June. That's how far behind I am because of the weather. What are you going to do?
Yeah, that's the same problem in this area. Question about preventing. Is there any way to prevent them from, or should I be, if I don't see them, I don't treat anything? Is that the right attitude? Or
well, the thing that,
is there any
that
way
I would,
prevent?
The thing that there's no preventative product. But the thing that you can do is, you know, you've got a history and they know that food is at your house. And if you can wipe them all out and do it for a couple years in a row, you know that they're going to come in early June. So the 1st of June, spray your tree so that when
okay.
those eggs hatch, that's going to kill them at a very young age, and you won't notice that damage. So
okay.
start it early, and I would give it a spray like late May, and then maybe by the first week of May or the first week of June, second week of June, spray the second time, and that should knock them out pretty good.
Okay, I'll try that this year.
You just got to break that cycle.
Okay.
Thank you, Joyce.
All right, thank you.
Have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye. We've been talking about a trip that we're planning to go to Iceland, and it's going to be March 6th through the 13th next year, and we're very, very excited about it. We're going to visit a lot of the countryside. We're going to go to the volcanoes. We're going to go to all the beautiful waterfalls. We're going to be able to see the northern lights, and that's why we're going in early March, because by the time we get to the middle of April, the northern lights are all done because the days are getting longer. We're going to visit the tidal pools that are heated by the volcanoes and see the people, and the hotels we're staying at are just incredible. There are no big hotels. And Iceland is in the top five for traveling right now. With all the craziness with ISIS in Europe, join us. Go to my website, paulparent.com, for more information, or call Large Travel, 203-757-9481. You're going to have the time of your life. And if you're traveling alone, talk to them, and they'll help you find. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a three-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles, but if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerated colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blends, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced that I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome to the Paul Cameron Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, Paul. It looks like up next we have Rick from Cape Cod, and he has a question about his lawn today.
Okay. Rick, good morning, and happy Father's Day to you. How can we help you with your lawn?
Hey, good morning, Paul. Happy Father's Day to you also.
Thank you.
Paul, last fall, I reseeded about a third of my backyard, and the grass came up beautiful. But I started this spring. I started getting brown patches in the new grass only. So I went on vacation for a couple of weeks. My brother was taking care of my lawn. He took a photo of it, and he took it to a local nursery, and they said it was an airborne fungus. And we've treated it twice with a product called Infuse.
Infuse, yeah.
But it seems to only, it's mainly only in the new grass. It's not affecting the rest of the back lawn. And then this weekend, it looks like I saw a couple of spots starting to develop in the front yard.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Have you fed the lawn?
I have. I fed it early spring, and then I hit it with another feeding and a crabgrass preventer about 3 weeks ago.
Okay. Now, the infuse, you did it, how long ago was the last application?
2 weeks.
2 weeks, okay. When you mow the grass, take a look at the end of the blade of grass to make sure that it has a nice, sharp edge.
Okay.
If your blade is dull, instead of having a nice, clean cut, it's going to be frayed like the blade of a saw, and it will have a white coloration to it. And if you're ripping the grass with a dull blade rather than cutting it with a sharp blade, what is happening is a nice clean cut will make a scab, just like when you get a cut on your body.
Okay.
Well, a ripped piece of grass due to a dull mower blade will not create the scab, and that's how this disease gets into the blade.
Okay.
So I would check that. Just kneel down on the ground, pull some of the blades of grass up, and if it's got a nice clean cut, then your lawnmower is nice and sharp. And now the infuse that you used, was it a liquid that you sprayed or a powder that you put on the lawn?
It was put on with a Whirlybird spreader.
With a Whirlybird spreader, okay. Did you apply it when the grass was wet but no rain afterwards?
You know, I'm not 100% sure, Paul, because I was away and my brother had done it for me.
Okay. When you put a fungicide down, you need the product to stick to the foliage, and you need it to stay on that foliage for 2 or 3 days so that it can change from a powder to a liquid. And we've had so much rain in the last month and a half here that it's possible that he put it down, we got some rain, it washed off the foliage, and it didn't have a chance to do the job correctly. Go to your local nursery garden center and see what they have for a liquid fungicide. A liquid would be absorbed directly into the plant. You don't need for it to change from a powder to a liquid, and it would work a lot faster, and I think that would probably solve the problem. But we've had so much rain, Rick, that I think that's been the problem. It's washed off the product before it had a chance to do its job.
Okay, but does that diagnosis, Paul, sound correct?
Yes.
Of the fungus?
Yeah. Yeah, it moves.
All right.
Most of your diseases will move with water, rain, or with the wind. And if you have a clay-type soil that's heavy, which is good for a lawn because it doesn't dry as quickly during the heat of summer, it stays wet longer. And with the type of weather we've had here in the Northeast, that has actually made it spread quicker. So get a liquid turf fungicide at your local nursery, and that will solve the problem.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.